Hi, everybody. I thought I would start by just laying out some of the things the President will be doing on the bilateral portion of his stop in Northern Ireland, and then give a few comments of context about how the President and the U.S. government see things in Northern Ireland at the moment, and how we're looking to support the efforts of the leaders and people there. The President will deliver a speech at the Waterfront Center in Belfast, where he will focus on marking both the great strides that Northern Ireland has made over the last 15 years and the work that remains ahead, both on in terms of consolidating the peace and in terms of building a prosperous and united future for Northern Ireland. His speech will be delivered in front of an audience of about 2,000 people, the majority of whom will be students between the ages of 14 and 18, who will come from schools all across Northern Ireland. He is particularly interested in engaging with and focusing his remarks on the young people of Northern Ireland and the future that they will inherit and that they will build. And I don't want to get into any more specifics on the speech because he will be able to say it in his own words much, much better than I could say it here on this call. You know, the United States has been a very strong supporter of the peace process in Northern Ireland and all of the steps taken in Northern Ireland's transformative journey. And the President is very much looking forward to making his first visit there, building on the engagement that he's already had with the leaders of Northern Ireland as recently as this March here in Washington. The First Lady is also very eager to see the progress and talk about the future as well. As much as we've been a supporter of the process up to this point, the United States is going to remain an equally ardent supporter of Northern Ireland's journey from this day forward. And we want to back the leaders and people as they take the steps necessary to solidify the gains they've made, including in terms of housing, education, economic development, protests, symbols, dealing with the past, all of the issues that stand in the way of reaching the conclusion of the journey that the people of Northern Ireland have been on for so many years. I want to underscore that we have welcomed the May 9th announcement by the First Minister and the Deputy First Minister regarding the United Community Initiative and their goal to improve community relations and advance toward a more united society. We view these proposals as important steps, though obviously not the complete picture. They are first steps in a long and necessary journey towards building a better shared future for Northern Ireland. And our goal is to do whatever we can to help Northern Ireland through those steps and all of the other steps necessary to move forward effectively. And that's why we're also encouraging an inclusive process for coming to agreement on how to handle the most sensitive issues. Issues related to protests and parades, to flags and emblems. Leaders from all the communities to come together to make the tough decisions about a shared path forward. In terms of U.S. support, beyond the diplomatic support we've obviously been providing going back 15 years to the Good Friday Agreement, through the St. Andrews Agreement and the Hillsborough Agreements of the past few years, we've particularly focused on being as effective an economic partner as we can be in terms of foreign direct investment, and specifically in the last 5 years, supporting more than 50 U.S. investment projects that have resulted in more than $1 billion in investment and almost 5,000 new jobs in Northern Ireland. And we are constantly on the lookout for ways that we can deepen and expand that foreign direct investment to show that there are true dividends that come from building and sustaining a peace. In that regard also, I'd just like to mention that we view today's announcement of a new economic package as a very positive step. And we noted the intention to convene an investment conference in October, something that we would like to support and that the U.S. Department of Commerce is already looking at ways in which it can be supportive of that effort. So let me just close by saying that from our perspective, the people of Northern Ireland have a lot to be proud of in terms of what they have accomplished, And that pride can be very much on display as they host the G8 summit this year. And as the eyes of the world look to Northern Ireland, the people and the leaders of Northern Ireland should feel a great sense of accomplishment and also a great sense of responsibility for protecting the peace that's been built and solidifying it, sustaining it, and moving it forward. And from the United States' perspective, our goal is the same today as it's been over the past many years, and that is to be the best possible partner we can in all of the efforts to build a better shared future for Northern Ireland. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Our first question today comes from the line of Neil O'Dowd with the Irish Voice newspaper. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Do you expect any announcement on the appointment of a U.S. ambassador to Ireland during the Obama visit? There's been some disquiet in the Irish-American community that an ambassador has not been appointed for quite some time.
There's not going to be any personnel announcements on this particular visit.
Our next question comes from the line of Simon Carswell with the Irish Times. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for letting me ask a question. The peace in Northern Ireland is regarded by many as still being very fragile, be it the protests over the flags or the acts of dissident Republicans or splinter groups. And I'm just wondering if you can give some detail as to what the President may say in relation to this in his speech, and also whether the U.S. would consider, again, the appointment of a special envoy to Northern Ireland.
There are a number of ways in which we are reminded of the continuing fragility of the peace in Northern Ireland and the fact that there can always be setbacks, even as overall we have seen such positive progress over the last 15 years. This is something the President has discussed in detail with the First Minister and the Deputy First Minister, most recently on their visit to Washington this year, which came after a considerable period of protest around the flags in Belfast. And from our perspective, what we believe is necessary is for the leaders in Northern Ireland, but especially the people of Northern Ireland, to get behind the first steps that are laid out in the United Community Initiative and then add to that an inclusive, effective process for coming to agreement on how to handle the most sensitive issues. And they have laid out, the leadership has, a concept for how to grapple with those issues. We very much support an expeditious process for doing so and for grappling with all of them across the board, from protests to parades to flags to dealing with the issues of the past. And from our perspective, the only way to effectively solidify and make true and lasting and deep the peace in Northern Ireland is to deal with all of these issues in a forthright and inclusive way that takes into account the perspectives from across the spectrum in Northern Ireland. And the United States has tried to support efforts along those lines over the past many years, including as recently as Secretary Clinton's visit to Northern Ireland last December and the visit of the First Minister and Deputy First Minister here in March, and will continue to do so. On the issue of a special envoy specifically, I think the President looks forward to talking with the First Minister and Deputy First Minister about the best ways in which the United States can be supportive going forward. There have been a number of different kinds of proposals for U.S. involvement in this, and we would like to have a consultation with the leaders there before we make any decisions. In addition to that, I would just point out that this issue, the issue of peace in Northern Ireland, has received very high level and sustained attention in this administration. From Secretary Clinton's travel in the first term on more than one occasion to President Obama's personal engagement on a regular basis with the leadership there, to many other senior officials who have worked hard both on the peace and politics side and on the economic side to deliver for Northern Ireland. You know, we feel very proud of our record over the course of the past 4.5 years and eager to have a conversation about the best way that we can continue to support these efforts going forward.
Thanks. We'll take the next question, please.
Thank you. And as a reminder, if there are any additional questions, please press star, then one. And we'll go to Rodney Edwards, representing the Impartial Report.
Hello, everyone. I work at the newspaper in Enniskillen, and the G8 obviously is coming to our town. I just wonder if President Obama has a message to the people of Enniskillen, and also will the President be taking part in any event in Enniskillen prior to attending the G8 summit at the Lockern Resort?
On the issue of a message to the people of Enniskillen, I think his message to the people of Enniskillen is the same as his message to the people of Belfast and the people of every other city and town in Northern Ireland, and that is, first and foremost, his admiration for everything that they have accomplished over the last 15 years. And then secondly, his deep belief in their capacity to finish the job. And third, his encouragement to take the necessary but often difficult steps that go along with finishing the job, which are all the issues that I've just described. So I think you'll hear from him a very hopeful message, a message, as I said, of admiration, but also a sense that there is still work to be done and the United States is going to be first in line to stand behind everyone in Northern Ireland who is committed to doing that work in good faith. And he will want to get quite practical in his message about the ways in which we can be supportive on both the political and economic side, and point to our record of support so far and our sincere intention to match deeds with words as we go forward. As far as the issue of whether there will be further events, I don't have any additional events to announce today, but the President is looking forward to his event in Belfast, to seeing Prime Minister Cameron, to attending the G8 summit in Lockern. And if there's anything else to announce along the way, I will leave that to my colleagues who will be out there on the trip.
Our next question comes from line of Simon Carswell with the Irish Times. Please go ahead.
Hi, just one more follow-up question. The First Lady is due to visit the Republic on Monday and Tuesday of next week, and I'm wondering, would you have any information as to the event she's going to be attending or any speeches she may be giving publicly while she's there?
Yeah, she, in addition to being in Belfast with the President, she will go to Dublin on the 17th of June, where she'll visit Trinity College and have the opportunity to explore the archives that document the Obama's Irish ancestry in the old library, and also have, of course, the chance to view the Book of Kells. She will also do a meeting with the staff and families of Embassy Dublin, and then she'll join Irish Youth for a special performance by the Riverdance Company at the Gaiety Theatre. She will be joined by both the wife of President Higgins and by Fionnuala Kenny, the wife of the Taoiseach. And then on the 18th of June, she will visit Wicklow Mountains National Park.
Question comes from the line of Seanan Sheehan with Irish Independence. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening from a very wet Dublin. Can I follow up on Simon's question there? The President will also be meeting with the Taoiseach at Lockern, as the Taoiseach is representing the EU presidency and is there in his capacity as the leader of a neighbouring country. Is there anything in particular that Mr. Obama will wish to pass on to the Taoiseach, either in relation to the Irish economic situation or anything on an EU level, particularly as the format for the EU-US trade talks are currently being teed out at the moment?
Well, the President is going to look forward to continuing the conversation that he had with the Taoiseach here in Washington in March related to the whole set of issues you've just described. I don't want to get into specifics on in relation to the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, as you know, matters related to that are being negotiated and discussed as we speak. But I would say that the President will be eager to get an update from the Taoiseach in terms of how he sees the outlook in Ireland and in the EU in general. And we'll also be eager to talk to the Taoiseach about the complementary supporting roles the United States and the Republic of Ireland can play with respect to the peace process in Northern Ireland. This Taoiseach, as with past Taoiseachs, has been a good partner for peace and a good partner of the United States in being an outside supporter of the efforts of the people and leaders in Northern Ireland. So he'll want to be able to get into that. But on your specific question relating to what, you know, the substance of any conversation around TTIP, as we affectionately call it, I don't have anything to add at this point.